Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. We're continuing a conversation in our program with our very special guest from East Central Africa. We have Peter Kalungu, who is a National Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Kenya, and also Edwin Juma, who is a Director of Education for also working with CEF of Kenya, full-time missionaries from Kenya. We're so glad to have you here. The first time I ever went to Africa was back in 1988. And the very first country that I went to was Kenya. And so imagine, you know, an 18, 19-year-old girl, and the first country that I stepped foot on after, you know, USA soil was Kenya. And it made such a big impression on my heart and on my life. And I have never forgotten it. Actually, I've been back to Africa now 7 times. And I always say if I had 2 lives to live, one of them would definitely be over where you are. So I just love your country. I love your people so very much. But the one thing that really impressed me, I just have never gotten over, it made such an impact on me, that the opportunity, the wide open door opportunity that you have in your country that actually you've had for many years, I mean, since 1988 that I know about, but I think it even goes back further than that, is that you can walk right into the public schools and you can go and teach the boys and girls, the children and the youth, all the grades up, the Word of God. That is just an amazing opportunity. Can you tell us more about that? Do you know when that started and how that has connected with CEF of Kenya and when the ministry of CEF of Kenya became involved in that ministry?
As you have rightly said, when CEF started to work in Kenya, the government of Kenya was free with the Child Evangelism Fellowship because, one, it was a registered organization within the Kenya government under Societies Act. And therefore, they allowed CEF to go straight to the schools and teach the children. But the teachers must first make arrangement with the headmaster or headmistress of a school to agree on what time to come. The CEF teachers can come in the morning in some of the schools. They can come also in the afternoon. And others, they can come once per day, per week. And therefore, depending on what agreement is there, then the teachers continue to come as agreed with the headmistress or headmaster of the school.
Now, do you remember how long Child Evangelism Fellowship has been going into the schools there in Kenya? Do you know when that approximately started?
I would think that right when Child Evangelism Fellowship was registered in 1975, then right away people were able to start going to school. So I would definitely say from 1975.
Yes.
That is just wonderful. And the government of Kenya just gives you full permission to just come right into the public schools. Now, isn't it true that the government of Kenya and several of the other countries in East Central Africa, the government actually requires that a Bible or religious teaching is actually part of the curriculum for all the grades, for all the levels? Is that correct?
Yes. And when that is true, it is like 2 programs of Christian education going on, because there's the formal Christian education classes which are run by teachers who are appointed by the government of Kenya to teach CRE in Kenya. We call it CRE, Christian religious education.
Okay.
Then our Child Evangelism Fellowship is allowed to come and speak to the children in way of trying to get them to relationship with God.
At a separate time. So the teachers, they themselves do the religious education, which is required.
And is examined.
And then it's a class that they have examinations.
Yes.
That is amazing. I mean, that blows our mind, because here in America, we have this thing called separation of church and state, and that goes back to the 1960s and so forth. And it used to be our schools here in America, I mean, the first public education that started in Massachusetts, they say was called the Old Satan's Deluder Act. And the whole purpose of starting public education in America was to teach children the scriptures so they would not be deceived by the evil one, by Satan. Mm-hmm. And so that was the reason why public education actually started here in America. And then we had for you know, all the years, you think about the pioneer days, and you, the school and the church were the same. I mean, the same building that they used for the school was also the same building that they used for the church. I mean, just here in central Illinois, you can go down to the Abraham Lincoln New Salem thing, and you can see a church that back in Abraham Lincoln's day, that it was a school during the school days and during the on Sundays and for worship purposes. The same building was also the church. But now look how far we have come, which makes me very sad and makes a lot of Christians sad, that now there's this word is that there's a separation of church and state. And back in the 1960s, they took out prayer and Bible in our schools, that you cannot do that during the school day. But you're saying in Kenya, in your country, that the government actually requires the Bible to be taught in the school during the school day. So Edwin, I mean, no, I know it's been a while since you've been in school, but maybe a little bit shorter time than Peter. But so do you remember classes in the school on Bible?
Actually, one of the requirements is that you go to school with a Bible. So if you, when you are registered in a school, apart from just the textbook for math, English, or geography, you have a Bible in both primary school and secondary school.
You're saying that one of the textbooks for Kenya,
You must
have a Bible.
That's yes. One of
wow.
The textbooks.
Mm-hmm. That,
so
that's amazing.
I did so. I carried a Bible into school, mm-hmm. And I can remember they were teaching things to do with, you know, fruit of the Holy Spirit, about creation, right, reading from the Bible, how it happened, the stories of Abraham and all that. So those stories are very clear even in my mind because I learned them in school, apart from just Sunday school.
Now, was that also true of you, Peter,
yes.
that back when
yes.
when you were a child, that you also had to have the Bible in your classrooms?
Yes, I had to go with the Bible because it was a requirement. And also, I knew that when I get to high school, it will be one of the examinable subjects. And therefore, in high school, then they would narrow the Bible studies or the examinable part to be Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts of
okay.
Apostles. So those are what all the children will read and make sure that they pass very well, because to the end, the aggregate of the pass mark is based on the subjects. And therefore, if one was flopping in one of the subjects, say CRE, they get very low marks, then it makes the other subjects get also low marks because they look for average.
Okay.
So it's a requirement. But on top of that, then, when the CF started, we found the system going on where the children were learning the Bible for examination.
Right.
And they were not challenged for salvation. So that makes a difference.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just because every child in Kenya and all the school children are having a Bible and they're learning Bible, it doesn't automatically mean they're a Christian. Just because they're carrying a Bible
yes.
to school
no.
or having examinations, doesn't mean, I mean, just because you go to McDonald's doesn't make you a hamburger, neither does carrying a Bible, you know,
yes.
make you a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the opportunity that you have, what you're saying,
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm. So to start with, children were having those Bibles so that they can learn and pass exams like they would pass in a job. Geography, history, and so forth, without getting into the question of salvation and the rest of it.
Yeah, so more head knowledge
yes,
is what they were
yes.
having. Okay.
So when CF came and was registered in 1975, then Kenya government saw a need for children to continue to get evangelized in a way that will help them to know the way of salvation and also to grow spiritually.
And so
that is what we do as a Child Evangelism Fellowship.
That's wonderful. So the school masters, which we call principals here,
yeah.
they have no problem with you coming in and then just turning over the whole school or all the classes. So what does that look like? I know, Edwin, you go a lot to the school. So
yes.
so what does that look like going to a school, you know, to teach, you know, Bible classes, but to lead children to Christ in the school during the school day?
Yeah, that's an amazing opportunity that we have in Kenya, and we've really used that opportunity to to bring children to Christ. I remember that we walk into school and agreeing with the principal can give you the whole school and the children will be standing in the assembly ground. And some schools have even up to 1,000 children and all of them will stand and listen to you. And the children will just be so attentive and so keen and so alert because they just want to absorb and get the word of God. And many times if we have children who want to know Jesus as their Savior, then we are able to talk with them later on and counsel them for salvation. So we really thank God for that opportunity that we have. And our workers are ready to go to those schools and they are going because some workers sometimes do even up to 15 schools in a week. In a week, because they can go to like maybe 3 schools a day and times 5 could be 15 schools in a week.
So that's just it's amazing that you have that opportunity. And it's a God-given opportunity that God has given to you and blessed you with in your country that you can go to that many schools. And it's because you can go during the day.
Yes, it's true. And that's why I always say that we really need to use that opportunity as much as we can. Because like just what you said, America at one time had the doors open, but doors are closed. Who knows about Kenya? Who knows whether one time doors will be closed? So when I train people, I tell them, please do all you can at this time since we still have this opportunity to reach children with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Because the time is now. Yes. But I do want to clarify that we can, for example, Child Evangelism Fellowship has been running very hard because in 2001, a lot of people, they think of 2001 as not a very good year, but in June of 2001, not September, but in June of 2001, the Supreme Court of the United States of America, they passed a ruling that involved a Good News Club case that worked its way up, and it came down as a 6-3 decision, and it has opened up all the doors after school, not during school like you have, but after school. And since that time, Child Evangelism Fellowship can be in the public school after school sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. For example, just this past year, they shared that we are now in over 4,500 schools across the nation, reaching thousands and thousands of children. And here in Illinois, we are in 70 schools. And we're talking about public elementary schools that we have. It's based on what's called equal access. And it's just an open door opportunity. And what makes me a little sad is that a lot of people, they think it's separation of church and state and the doors are completely closed and you cannot be in the school. But that is not true. Just like God has opened up the door for you wide open, I mean completely wide open. But here in the United States, God has opened up the door still open that we can be in there immediately after the school bell rings and we can be walking right in there as the kids are letting out. And just when there's Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or Brownies or soccer or drama club or meeting after school, access the school's facility, so can the Good News Club meet there as well. And so we just praise the Lord for the opportunity. And that just reminds me of a verse in Colossians. It says, praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of speaking, to speak the mystery of Christ, that we may make it plain, that we would speak it boldly as we ought to speak. And I just want to just pray that for you guys, that we would join in prayer together for Kenya, that we would make the most of this opportunity. And that for your workers, that they would also make this opportunity. Now's not the time to sit in your hands because we don't know when this door is going to close.
Thank you.
For either one of our countries. And we must run and run at it because the Bible tells us that we need to work while it's day because the night is coming when we will no longer be able to work. So we praise God for this opportunity. And I'm just so thankful, my brothers in the Lord, my friends, my co-workers, and this opportunity to learn more about the ministry of CEF of Kenya.
Thank you.
Again, joining us today was Peter Kalungu, who is the National Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Kenya, and also Edwin Juma, who is the Director of Education for CEF of Kenya as well. And we just thank you again for being with us on Telling Future Generations. And also we look forward to next week's program as we continue our conversation of what God is doing around the world.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.